So history is replete with very normal, very average people who hadn't much in terms of what this world has to offer. Some of them not great in mind, some of them not great in terms of wealth. But oh, how we remember them, how we elevate them, how we think of them. What they achieved, what they accomplished, what they did for Christ. And so we read their stories to our children and we remind them of the worthiness of serving Jesus. But we ourselves, we have shelved ourselves. We're framed in a nice little comfort zone this morning. But Christian, you need to be broken. You need to die. You need to uproot everything that's hindering you from really progressing. It's time to go forward. It's time to march. It's time to give your heart. No barriers. That begins locally. It begins small. It begins in the family. It begins right there. It begins day by day in your own walk with God. Your prayer life and your reading of the word and your imparting of that to your children, to your wife. And it goes on into the church and you give yourself to the local body and do what you can, whatever you can. You make yourself available. And God gives opportunities and people remember that person. They remember what you did. They remember that little thing. And I tell you, all that service and all, even one word of encouragement, one word of encouragement silences all the other words of people who don't appreciate what you're doing.